Hello, all my friends at Literotica. As always, thanks everybody who sent feedback in and has been so encouraging and said such wonderful things to me about my work. You guys inspire all this, you know. I've had some questions about where I get my inspiration from. To be quite honest, most of it comes either from you guys, from the things you write to me, or from sort of my own imagination, kind of what I hope might happen to me one day, what I might find. Well, anyway, speaking of writing to me, there is just one girl who has written to me some very, very naughty, sexy emails. So this is for her. This is for Polly. It's inspired largely by things she's written to me. So Polly, I hope you enjoy. To set the scene, it's a cold, clear winter's morning. The sun has just been up a few minutes and the sun rays are just starting to shine through my window. I wake up and rub the sleep out of my eyes and look up towards the window, and then my gaze falls back down and I look across the bed just a few inches away from where I'm lying, and I see your face lying there. And I feel like the luckiest guy in the world. The early morning sun is just starting to illuminate your face, making it almost glow. And you're still asleep, you have this utterly peaceful look. Somehow there's this soft smile playing around the corners of your lips, even in sleep. I can only imagine what you're thinking. Anyway, the sight of you there is just too much for me, and I snuggle over, put my arm around you, and pull you close to me, kissing you gently. You let out this soft little moan in your sleep and move towards me. I'm not really sure if you're awake or asleep, but that's okay. You're probably somewhere between the two. But much as I know you need your sleep, I can't resist. And I keep kissing you, pulling you close to me, snuggling up to you, trying to get as close to you as it's humanly possible to. And you start to softly open your eyes. You say, "Good morning, baby." And I whisper, "Good morning to you too." And you roll over, so you're facing away from me, and snuggle back into me. I put an arm over you and pull you close. Your butt snuggles back into my crotch, and I kiss the back of your neck, smelling your shampoo and your hair. Oh, baby, you smell so good. We lie there for a little while, and then that terrible sound of the alarm goes off. Oh, how I hate that sound. That means I have to go from being the luckiest guy in the world and lying here next to you to still being the luckiest guy in the world, because I get to come home to you. But I don't get to be with you all the time. I have to go off to work. So, you reach over and hit the snooze button, giving us a few more minutes. Oh, baby, I wish these few minutes could last forever. But then I get a really bright idea. So, summoning up all my willpower, I untangle myself from you, climb out of bed, turn the alarm off. You look up at me with a puzzled look, and I reach back and throw back the covers. Oh, baby. You're lying there, naked, on the bed, on your side, hips rocked over slightly to one side, one of your legs lifted up, tucked up to your tummy. Baby, you're glowing like an angel. I take a couple of minutes just to admire your beauty. Then I reach down and take your hands and pull you up to me, helping you out of bed. Wrapping my arms around you, I lead you to the bathroom by the hand. I open the bathroom door, lead you inside, open the shower door, and turn the water on, wait for it to get just the right temperature. Then I walk in and lead you in behind me. I turn around and take you in my arms as we stand under the warm water. Oh, what a way to wake up. I wish we had time to make love in the morning when we wake up. But I guess we're always so tired and we always sleep in because we're up most of the night doing that anyway. Oh, but it's so worth it. Oh, darling, you feel so good against me. Your skin, so soft and wet. Painfully hard, so fast, standing there next to you, holding you, and I'd probably just forget about the rest of the world and stand there holding you for hours, but you remind me I've got a job to go to, so you get the soap and start soaping up and down my back, over my butt, down my legs. When you're finished, I do the same for you, and we start to rinse each other off, still kissing each other, massaging each other. Finally, I know I have to reach over and turn the water off, step out of the shower. I turn to watch you as you step out, all the right parts jiggling. In such a sexy, sparkly, rosy-colored way. Your breasts sway and bounce as you walk. Your gorgeous little butt jiggles from side to side. Oh, what a sight that is, baby. I wrap you in a big, fluffy towel. Quickly wrap around myself and walk with you back to my bedroom. As we enter the bedroom, you let the towel fall from your body and I watch as you sexily sway across the room, your ass bouncing with every step. reach over and pick up your hairdryer and start to blow dry your hair as I start to put on my suit and tie, ready for a day of work. After a few minutes, we're ready to go. We walk hand in hand down the hallway to the kitchen. Where we get out some orange juice and cereal and fruit and toast to make ourselves a quick breakfast. I'd love to be able to cook you pancakes or something and have all morning to feed them to you. Oh wow, that'd be nice. But that's okay. I know I got to come home to you. As I ponder this, I look over at you, and I know you're thinking the same. You've got this dreamy, wistful look in your eyes. Oh, baby, I don't want to have to go to work. As if reading my thoughts, you get up from your chair, walk over, and as you come nearer, I push my chair back out from the table and look up at you, and you sit down, straddle my lap, facing me. I put my hands around you, and you lean down and start to kiss me. Oh, baby. You can kiss. I could kiss you forever. And somehow, when I kiss you, it feels like time stops. I can't really explain it. Feeling your lips massaging, pressing against mine, your tongue gently working its way into my mouth. Oh, you don't know what that does to me. I run my hands down over your butt, and up and down your thighs as they hang down either side of my lap. I feel you start to grind your crotch against mine. Oh. Feverishly, and I know you can feel me hot as a rock under my pants. I start to moan into you. Then I feel you start to slide down my lap. As you bring your head down my chest and down to the waistband of my pants, I feel you expertly undo my buckle and unzip my pants, extracting my cock from my boxers so quickly I almost don't know what's happened. Then suddenly I feel your lips on the head of my cock. Oh. And you slide your mouth down over it. Oh, baby, your mouth so warm and wet, so silky smooth. It feels so good on my cock. Oh. I feel the rest of the world, my job, the time, everything start to fade away into nothingness. As you massage my cock with your mouth, your tongue, you take take my hands in yours and squeeze tightly. And bring them to the back of your head, where I start to run my hands through your hair, down your back as far as I can reach. Oh, baby. Oh, that feels good. Oh, wow. But I don't want to come just yet. So I gently lift you up to a standing position. I stand up to meet you. And then sink back down to the floor. Pulling you with me, pulling you down on top of me, my cock still poking out from my slacks and my boxers, and now you're lying on top of me, oh, kissing me, oh well, my cock's pressing into your tummy through the bottom of your blouse. And I'm massaging your butt, working my arms up under your blouse. I find your bra clasp and expertly undo that. Then I roll you to your side, hold you with one arm, and the other one I quickly undo the buttons on your blouse, open it up. I reach in and take your bra in my lips and pull it off, tossing it to the side. You reach down and start to undo my shirt and tie. You pull my tie away from my neck and I feel you take both my hands, one from your breasts, one from around your shoulders, and place them above my head. You take my tie and wrap it around my hands tightly, tying them there behind the leg of the table. Oh, baby. You then pull my pants down, only about halfway down my thighs. Now that I'm helpless, you stand up and ever so slowly, oh, and so teasingly, start to undo pants, let them fall to the floor. As they do, they bring into view your little boy shorts. Oh, I'm not touching myself because I can't, I'm tied to the table. But I just keep getting harder and harder at the look of you. You somehow seem to know this. So you start to pull your short boy shorts down, but you only take them halfway down your crotch. They're sort of bunched up there. Then you kneel down over my face, and I think I get what you want me to do. So I reach up with my teeth and grasp them with my teeth, and you start to wiggle and slide your way down my body while your panties stay in my mouth. Eventually, you've totally wiggled out of them, and they're lying on my face. Oh, baby, you smell so good on your panties. So sweet. Oh, so musky, so womanly. It's a scent I can't describe. I inhale deeply as you reach up and slowly and tantalizingly take them from my face. Then you work your way back up my legs and thighs till you're straddling my crotch. Oh, darling. Sink down onto me. Oh. Kneeling up above me, I look up and see those incredible breasts starting to sway and bounce with your rhythm. I feel your ass pressing down on my thighs, and your hands start to play with yourself, teasing your nipples, rubbing your clit. Then you start to work your hands up my chest. Up to my face. You let me suckle on a couple of your fingers for a minute. Then you bring them back and them coated in your juices. Your juices, which are flowing so freely, making us both wet where our bodies are joined. Then you bring them up and start to smear them all over my lips. Then you bend down and lie forward on me, still keeping me inside you, kissing me, tasting your juices on my lips. Oh, sent a little shudder through my body. You taste so good, darling. Oh, so good. Myself getting close to coming, and I don't want to come just yet, so I start to pull against the table and reach my fingers up and start to work open the knot that's tying me there. I finally get it open and I sit up, wrapping you in my arms so quickly it surprises you. This long, low, deep, growly moan thrust deep into you and just hold you there, just enjoying being inside you as far as I can. Then I lift you up and pull you off me, sliding out from underneath you. I scoop you up in my arms, drape my tie over your legs, and carry you into the lounge room. I lie you down. On the carpet there, on a lovely soft rug. Taking my tie, I tie one of your ankles to the leg of the coffee table, and the other one I throw off my shirt and use it to tie your other ankle to the leg of the couch. Now you're lying face down on the couch, your legs spread, showing me your glistening pussy, open and waiting for me, your tight little butthole, so pink and perfect there, beckoning me. Oh, baby, we haven't tried this before, so I wanna show you some new pleasure. I sink down between your thighs, press my lips to your pussy, using my tongue to lap up your juices, rubbing them over my lips, getting my tongue and my lips colder than your natural lube. Then I kiss my way up along that delicate patch of flesh, connecting your pussy and your butthole. And I start to spread your juices on your butthole, spreading your cheeks open with my hands. You reach up and start to spread them open too, so that my fingers can work their way back into your pussy. Oh, wow. That feels so good. Having my tongue doing circles on your butthole, my fingers working their way into your pussy. You start to moan and bunker with this new sensation. You're just driving me crazy. Soon, I feel you start to thrust back into my mouth and face, pressing my tongue in little bit by little bit. Oh, baby, does that feel good? You start to moan, and your hips start to buck up against me. Pussy starts to clamp down on my fingers. Your butthole is twitching and clamping down on my tongue. Oh. I start to lick and suck. More pressure. You start to try and squeeze your legs together, but they're being held apart. You start to roll your body from side to side. Oh, baby, I can't take this much longer. I've got to be inside you. I take my fingers out of your pussy and my tongue out of your butt. You and place my cock at the opening of your pussy, resting on your butt. Slide forward and sink all the way into you. Oh, baby, I almost come from just that feeling. You feel so good. I lie my body down across your back and across your whole body, and run my hands up to yours and hold both our hands outstretched. You're spread out on the floor. I'm lying on top of you. I'm pressing into you harder and faster. so hard inside you. You're bucking back against me, back to meet my thrusts. Driving my cock. Oh, and no. Oh, baby, I'm almost gonna come. It's all annoying you. Oh, baby, you're squeezing me. Squeezing me tight. Twitching and squeezing my cock. Oh, that was, oh baby, that was amazing. I just lay on top of you for a minute or two, and I reach down and untie your legs and let go of your hands and roll off you, letting myself slide out of you. Feeling our cum and juices mixed, coating your pussy in my cock. You roll over and look at me with this dreamy, dazed look. Oh, baby, you look how I feel. You roll into my arms and kiss me tightly. I have to get up and find the phone and call into work and tell them I'm not going to be in today. No way, baby. I'm going to spend all day loving you, teaching you about new and wonderful pleasures. I can't wait. Well, thank you everybody for listening. Hope you all got off listening to that. Wow. And I hope to hear from you all soon. And Polly, thanks for that.